Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we focus on the issues that impact our public schooling families with the one and only Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. Ralph, it's been a few weeks. Welcome back to the program, sir. Good to have you today.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to be back with you.
And can you believe it? We're already in August. Won't be long till the kiddos are back in school, or will they? Big question. Mark, still, you knew this was coming. The governor of New York's big announcement on school reopenings expected this week. Sometime this week, we should know. Ralph, if you would, I know you've got that crystal ball all dusted off, and you're going to look into that right now and tell me what you think he is going to decide this week.
All right. I'll be happy to do that. I've been watching the different schools' plans that they've developed, and I think overall they've done a great job of developing plans. Secondly, most parents want schools to open with safeguards in place, and I think the governor knows how to count those votes. And then this last week, he actually invited any Major League Baseball team that wants to play to come to New York to do that, which I think says he thinks that things are in pretty good shape. Finally, he has encouraged colleges to open with in-person instruction, and there is a possibility that more federal money will come if schools open. So my crystal ball says that when the governor makes that big announcement this week, he's going to say, open up the school.
All right, and that's going to look a lot different depending on what district you're in. I know a lot of them have adopted these hybrid models where it'd be 1 week it's 5 days on and then the next 5 days off, or some are doing like in Corning where I live, 2 days on, 3 days off, or online learning. So they've got those different kind of models that they're working with. Many, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this, because some teachers say this whole process was backwards, that the governor should have done his thing first and then have the schools submit their guidelines. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't agree with that. I think that ultimately the schools were going to have to develop a plan to reopen, and whether it's before or after the governor says, you know, now, whether we're going to open or not, I think that's, in one sense, kind of irrelevant. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that the schools have done such a good job of developing their plans, that probably should give him some even more confidence to say, okay, let's give it a try.
All right. Well, let's talk about sports, because it's such an integral part of the high school, you know, experience. Pennsylvania last week said, go ahead, do the high school sports, but with no spectators. New York State has already delayed the fall sports season. What do you think high school sports is going to look like in late 2020 and perhaps even into early and the middle part of 2021?
Well, I have to say that I was really disappointed in the executive director of the Athletic Association in Pennsylvania when his reason for really going ahead with sports was, what if we don't at least try it? To me, that's pretty lame, and I think it really is saying we're going to do sports regardless. Mm-hmm. I think New York made a better decision in delaying the start. But overall, although I love sports, I know you do too, and I think that for many, many students, sports is a very important ticket to their ultimate graduation because they want to play. I do think that what I wish is that even the sports-minded folks would be more focused on getting academics figured out safely right now than maybe even adding to the risk by bringing sports online as scheduled, you know, within really the next couple of weeks.
We mentioned up front that most districts that we can tell are adopting the hybrid model, both in-person and online approach. Some elementary schools are really pushing the full-day, all-day sort of model because of the uncertainty in the hybrid thing, whether to do 5 days off, 5 days on, or, you know, a split week type thing. Do you think that will result in more families homeschooling this year?
I really think it will. In fact, just last week I heard you on the Noon Report. There was a special there about homeschooling, and The person that was speaking said that the homeschooling website actually crashed because there were so many people wanting information about the possibility of doing that. I really don't think it'll make much difference in private schools, however, because they're going to be faced or are faced with the same issues in terms of student safety as the public schools are.
All right, and that will have to be the last word this week. Our time goes so fast, but important issues. If you want more information on the good work going on at TLI, Ralph, where can they find you?
They can go to simply yrun.org.